welcome our very first special guest here on 882 6PR's Bouncing Around, ahead of the Wildcats clash against the 36ers in just over a couple of hours' time, Jared Kenny. Thanks for joining us, Jared.
No worries. Thank
Sidelined, you. Unfortunately. It's pretty hard to take, isn't it?
Yeah, this has been one of the most frustrating weeks because I've been able to get back into doing a little bit of jogging and whatnot, but being not able to get out to participate and being stuck on the sidelines is tough.
So where's the rehab at? And how far away are you from, are you putting your hand up again?
Oh, well, I feel like I could play tonight, but that's because they've been looking after me. They haven't let me be too active and push it, so to speak. But I'd say not this game, probably not next week, but the following week against Sydney, I should be back in action.
So it should be okay. Have you incurred this sort of injury before? And tell us more about it.
No, this is the first time I've had a groin injury, and it's a funny one because, like I was saying, it feels pretty good, but that's because I've only been able to run straight lines and haven't yet been asked to change direction and play defense, which really puts it under stress. But, yeah, I'm feeling good, just a bit frustrated that I can't get out there and help the boys.
Well, you're amongst the players, an eight-day turnaround after a week on the road. You're back home tonight, which is always a great place to be at the Perth Arena. The fans will come out. And Damian Martin, your skipper, will be playing.
Yeah, he's had a quick recovery, so to speak. He had the operation last week and got the plate in there. So really the only thing for him is just playing through the pain. But I believe he's been all cleared by the surgeon and whatnot, so he's good to go.
Well, Trevor Gleeson, the coach, came out during the course of the week, and it's you can't, you know about Adelaide 36ers and Perth Wildcats. They are always physical encounters, and the coach expects that could be the case again this evening.
Yeah, the style of play that they do like to play, they get up and down and they push the ball and they're aggressive with it. And just that rivalry, you know, that's something that, you know, has been there for a number of years now, and we're expecting nothing but a big one.
Tell us about the opposition and who are the dangers for the Wildcats tonight. I suppose stopping American point guard Jerome Randall will be a focus for the Wildcats this evening.
Yeah, he's a big focus for us, but we understand that he's talented and he's hard to contain, and it's going to take more than just one player. It'll be a team effort. But at the same time, limiting him from getting others involved as well, like Nathan Sobey, Daniel Johnson, they seem to do well when those two feed off Randall. So if we can just keep Randall pretty quiet, then I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, no, Daniel Johnson, as you mentioned, also Eric Jacobson, have combined pretty well on the rebounds per game so far this season. What about Casey Prater? He's had a fairly significant workload, and I know he's been carrying a couple of niggles into the games. Is he 100% going into the clash this evening?
Yeah, from all that I know, he's been training fine all week. He's healthy. Like you say, he's had a big load, but I think he'll be up for another one tonight and hopefully carry us.
When you put in a strong rebounding performance, it tends to pave the way for a win for the Wildcats. Is that an important component of your game?
Yeah, definitely. That's something we target, you know, especially offensive rebounds. Get a few more possessions. If you win the rebounding game, you often win the possession game, which leads to getting more shots and therefore a better chance of winning. So that's something we always are concerned about.
So, Jared, just getting back to yourself, you're trying to get up as quick as possible, even though the medical staff believe that you still miss between 3 and 5 weeks of basketball. So what? This is week two at the moment?
Yeah, this will be week two and next week, but be well on the recovery for the following.
Just got a bit of a dodgy line there, mate, but thanks for joining us. When are you heading down, or are you there already?
Normally I'd be there already, but seeing I'm not playing, I'm heading down a little later and I should be there in the next 15 minutes.
So where do you watch it from, the sideline players? Is there a special area there at the arena?
I think I'll be on the end of the bench tonight, so it might be even more frustrating than being in the crowd.
All right, Jared, good luck, mate. Things go very quickly. You're into the next week of rehab, and I just got a feeling you're going to be busting your gut to get into the action sooner than later. All the best. Thanks for joining us today, and go the Wildcats tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right, Jared Kenny joining us here on 882 6PRs.